Street in suburban Milwaukee, killing at least five people and injuring more than 40, was fleeing a crime. The vehicle slammed into dancers, musicians, and others in Waukesha on Sunday. A person was taken into custody after a police officer opened fire in an attempt to stop that vehicle. The person identified by two law enforcement officials as 39-year-old Daryl Brooks. The American Farm Bureau estimates a Thanksgiving feast for 10, complete with sweet potatoes, rolls, a vegetable tray, and a pie with whipped cream, will cost $53.31 this year. That's up 14% from just 1 year ago. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed. The Dow is ahead 217 points, but the NASDAQ is down 66. This is SRN News.
Why are cash-out refinances such a big deal right now? Uncle Ryan tries to teach me something.
I really feel like right now might be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I've been doing this for 18 years now, and I've just never seen a market where the rates are so low and values across the country have skyrocketed as much as they have. That combination, I remember one couple in particular, they were looking to do some home improvements at the house, but they were worried about their payments going up. Well, with rates being so low and them building up so much equity in the home over the last few years, we were able to get them the cash out for those home improvements, and their payments actually went down a little bit. Every single situation is different, but it does happen more often than you think, so it definitely does not hurt to call.
We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Middle Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Corporate NMLS number 1330. Equal housing lender. By license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. A fresh supply of much cooler air is flowing into the state today. It's going to be a breezy day today, cool for November, high temperature in the low to mid-60s. Tonight, clear skies and quite cold. Many towns will get near or below freezing, low temperature 30 to 33. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine, but high temperatures only in the 50s tomorrow. Wednesday will be not quite as cool with a high around 63. That's the big travel day. And on Thanksgiving, a little warmer. I think we'll be in the upper 60s and dry during the day, showers on Thursday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASC Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 1.99% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASC. Equal opportunity lender.
For Alabama News Network, I'm David Lamb. Troy football coach Chimp Lindsey has been fired. AD Brent Jones announced Sunday that the university is making a change in leadership and parting ways with Lindsey. The news comes in the wake of Troy's 45-7 home loss this weekend. A man is in police custody after assaulting a state trooper. 57-year-old Randy Lee Wade was arrested without incident in Sumter County Saturday night. Police say that on Friday, a trooper stopped Wade for a traffic violation, and the trooper was in the process of arresting Wade for six warrants when Wade assaulted the trooper and fled the scene. And with the Iron Bowl now just days away, the Department of Veterans Affairs is teaming up with the Student Veterans Associations for both Alabama and Auburn for Operation Iron Rug. Participants will walk from Tuscaloosa to Auburn carrying 17 rucksacks representing the 17 veterans who take their lives across the country every day. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm David Lamb.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Hey, it's Lyle from Margaret's here, and I'm going to try to save my voice and not break your eardrums on this one. I just want to tell you from my heart that the sale that we run as a pre-Thanksgiving blowout is a sale like no other sale ever before. It's totally insane. Every single item in the store gets a nutsy, crazy price. We have blowout items that are unheard of from $29, $79, $99. Unbelievable. It's going to run now through Black Friday. You can lay away until Christmas. You really want to stop and see us. Thank you.
It sounds kind of like bleep.
When I crank it, it makes this sound.
Bleep. When you turn left, it goes.
Well, mine goes.
I think there's something wrong.
We know exactly what you're talking about. Your friends at Tire City and Automotive Service are speaking your language. Visit one of our two locations, Atlanta Highway or Woodley Road.
Tire City!
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. It's Straight Talk with April Marie. Join the conversation. Call 334-272-9228. And here's your host, April Marie.
Well, good afternoon. April Marie here. As I was closing out that hour, I started talking about the COVID vaccinations, and it looks like the lieutenant governor has spoken out about mandating coronavirus vaccines for children. He described the idea as dangerous, adding there needs to be a lot more research before you start dealing with children and kids on anything, and certainly on this issue. He said, I guarantee the Alabama legislature will get involved and make sure that we ban that. I'm certainly going to fight to stop that if there's any talk of that. I would certainly encourage and push the legislature to pass legislation to make sure we stop it. We stop that. So I like him getting ahead of the issue. My daughter mentioned a lot of her classmates are getting vaccinated, and that's totally fine for their parents to choose that for them. I, however, do not choose that right now. I may down the line choose to get my children vaccinated. They have every other vaccine that children generally and usually get. But I am not in any hurry by any means to get them vaccinated at the moment. 272-9228. One of the interesting things is Lieutenant Ainsworth getting out front on this issue, kind of being one of the first people in a statewide office, elected statewide, to talk about this in terms of protecting the children. And I think that is that's a good sign, because it backs Ivy into a little bit of a corner. I think I'm going to have a call in from Washington, D.C. a little bit later, Joey, to talk about the CBO numbers. I don't know why I wrote IRS there, but the CBO numbers.
Well, and even a former Obama advisor on economic policy was saying y'all are using budget gimmicks.
It is absolutely insane to think these bills are budget neutral. Like, you have to be, I'm really, really bad at math. Like, I'm seriously bad at math, but even I recognize that the idea that this costs nothing is absolutely silly talk. One of the other issues I wanted to bring up today, as I am chatting with Dave Williams to get him to come on here and talk about that issue, is the Tesla. Remember us talking about all of the charging stations and all the things with Tesla? Did you see this? Tesla drivers left unable to start their cars after an outage. An outage struck the car maker's app, and owners could not get into their cars. hold on one second. 334-272-9228 is our phone number.
That was at the end of last week, where it's just... We're getting a little too high tech. If I can't even open the door.
I know. Now, that said, when I had an issue where I locked myself out of my car once, and I had the what is it called? The OnStar. And OnStar was like, doink, doink, and they unlocked me out of my car. That was kind of nifty. But when it works the opposite direction, not so good, not so good. So owners started tweeting to Elon Musk, who responded to one complaint from a driver in South Korea saying, checking. Kind of fantastic he was doing that. But I'm stuck an hour away from home because I normally use my phone to start my car. About 500 users reported an error. But they say that many more than that were struck, that are stuck. That was just what was online. 5 hours later, some continued to have issues. Apologies. We'll take measures to ensure this doesn't happen again. Isn't there something we can do to make sure our cars don't need our phones to start? Like a key? That little things in life. David Williams on the line. Hi there.
Hi, April Marie. How are you?
Good, good, good. Thank you for calling in at the last minute. I've got two clips here, and they're related to Biden and the CBO. We're going to start with the first one from that's a little bit older than the most recent take. Here we go. Hold on 1 second.
Again, I don't know one single serious econometric model from the conservatives to the liberals who acknowledge that anything other than we created a minimum of 1.6 million jobs to, and the estimates for the CBO, which is really a, you know, as you know, the gold standard, no Republican or Democrat questions, to say we created or saved over 2 million jobs. Again.
Okay, so that was Biden calling the CBO estimates the gold standard. Now let's listen to Jen Psaki change her tune on what the Biden administration thinks now that the CBO is scoring the Build Back Better a little differently.
The president is going to stop saying that the Build Back Better plan does not increase the deficit one single cent if we now know that that is not true.
It is true, and I would note the several economists and experts out there. I would know. I think you're probably talking about the CBO score,
which Joe Biden himself in 2010 called the gold standard for Democrats and Republicans.
Well, Peter, since we're all here to communicate with the public about accurate information, what I would just note is that one of the components that experts, Democrats and Republicans, including former heads of the CBO, have pointed to is that IRS enforcement is not something that there's a lot of experience in the CBO scoring. They still scored it, but is undervalued by the assessment of many economists and experts, including people who have been critical of us in the past, who estimate, including former Treasury secretaries of both parties, who estimate there will be significant savings, significantly higher than what is estimated currently. So our assessment and the assessment by many economists out there is that there will be savings over 10 years will actually reduce the deficit.
All right, David Williams on the line. David, you gotta love the shifting of the to be against the CBO score and the naming of anonymous economists. Lots of economists believe this, David. It's going to cost nothing.
Yeah, this is absolutely ridiculous, and this just shows you what happens in Washington D.C. practically every day. And listen, the CBO went through this very carefully. They took their time, and they came up with, especially this IRS auditing. I mean, that's a really big sticking point. But if you notice that there's about $200 billion in revenue that won't be coming in according to the CBO, but the deficit for this bill is actually $300 billion. So there's actually more in there than just the IRS, and you can't change the rules, you know, at the last minute, just as to, you know, what you want. The, you know, what's this called? Jeopardy research, right? Is that they had the answer, they just wanted someone to pose the question. So that's what's happening. And, you know, it's obvious what's happening. And people don't buy any of this. And, you know, this administration, you know, they talk about, you know, being transparent and being honest. This administration has not been honest. You know, remember back in July, they said, oh, you know, your 4th of July picnic is going to cost 16 cents less. Well, they didn't take into account gas and other costs of that picnic. So we've seen this before from them, is they move the goalposts and they change things up actually pretty quickly.
Not really celebrating how much Thanksgiving is going to cost these days, are they?
No, we don't hear a lot about that. We did see on a major news outlet that if you want to save money this year, don't buy a turkey. What? I mean, but this is the sort of thing, and I wouldn't be surprised if we heard that from the White House at some point this week, if they say ridiculous things like that.
Well, you know, who really needs a turkey to celebrate Thanksgiving? Well, we have to hit a quick break here. When we come back, can you talk to us a little bit more about what's going on in Washington, D.C.?
Absolutely. Happy to.
All right. You are listening to Straight Talk with April Marie. David Williams from the Taxpayer Protection Alliance. Did I say that right?
Yes. Perfect.
There you go. Taxpayer Protection Alliance on the line. Back in just a moment.
You're listening to Straight Talk with April Marie on News Talk 93.1.
may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Looking for luxury and performance at an affordable price? Getting your next car should be as easy as possible. Here's Jim McCain.
There's no need to compromise when you visit the new Infiniti of Montgomery, the new home of affordable luxury.
That's right. The new Infiniti of Montgomery is open for business and ready to exceed your expectations.
Right now you can lease a new 2021 Infiniti Q50 Lux for just $473 a month for 42 months with only $640 due at signing.
Or lease a 2022 QX80 Lux with third row seating for just $869 a month for 42 months with only $869 due at signing. If you're considering a Nissan, Honda, Audi, Lexus, or even a BMW, you owe it to yourself to look at the new Infiniti models.
Visit the home of affordable luxury, Infiniti Montgomery, at 4000 Eastern Boulevard and online at infinitiofmontgomery.com.
Q50 VIN, MM707693, QX80 VIN, N974053. Leases are 10,000 miles per year, $499 dealer dock fee plus tax, title, license, and no security deposit required on approved credit. Offers end 11/30/21.
Hey everybody, this is Pam Edwards with eXp Realty. I'm the wife of an Air Force veteran and the mother of two grown children, and I've teamed up with Eddie Bader to meet your real estate needs in the River Region area. Please give me a call at 334-398-2896.
Christmas at the Kickback Ranch, December the 11th. Gates open at 12 noon. There's a gift shop, vendors, a food truck, and hot cocoa. 4 o'clock, Santa arrives, and the festivities begin with music, lights, snow, and much, much more. On Sunday, December the 12th, from 8:30 a.m. to 10 a.m., it's PJs and pancakes with Santa and the gang. Christmas at the Kickback Ranch. It's a short drive down 331 South from Montgomery, December the 11th and 12th. For more information, go to kickbackranch.net or call 286-4140.
Hi, I'm Rebecca, owner of Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon. Are you looking for that perfect holiday gift? Get that special someone a gift certificate to use on the services they love. Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon, the only salon, med spa, and day spa located in the heart of downtown Prattville.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You're listening to Straight Talk with April Marie on News Talk 93.1.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. Before I get back to my conversation with David Williams, I would be remiss to not remind you, Sweet Creek Farm Market, your go-to place as you are planning your Thanksgiving week, your holiday, if you have family coming into town. They've got tons of premium pecans. You can make yourself a pie. You can just have snacks. You can cover them in chocolate. They've already got some covered, but go and get yourself a couple bags over there. In addition, they are out of turkeys, but they do have lots of hams. This spiral cut brown sugar. They're not honey hams this year. They're brown sugar spiral hams. It's going to be incredible. And I really think so much that I'll be picking myself up one on Wednesday to bring home with me for the kids and uncle. We're probably going to do, of course, a traditional Thanksgiving on Thursday and then have ham as we're looking into the long weekend. They've also got pies. Friday, what I'm doing is I have some neighbors. They loaned us a rake. I know that sounds so silly, but they loaned us a rake and I invited them over for dessert on Friday. So we're going to have some Sweet Creek pies. They've got their Alabama Honey Crisp apple pie. They've got pecan pie. They've got a little bit of everything and all the normal desserts. So check it out. Your Thanksgiving dessert headquarters over at Sweet Creek Farm Market. When you stop by, you can also still get yourself a cup of coffee at the Roost as well. David Williams, thank you for calling in today. So we talked a little bit about the CBO scoring of the Build Back Better. Now, House and Senate, what is next up on the agenda as they get past the holidays?
So, you know, this week obviously is Thanksgiving, and I'm thankful for a lot of things. I am not thankful for Congress. I mean, what they've done this year and what the House of Representatives did last week with the Build Back Better was just atrocious. And, you know, it's the taxing, it's also the spending. And part of the problem with this bill is the massive amounts of spending. And they're just not being honest. And we've talked about this before, but it's really the honesty, because the House of Representatives says, you know, they say it's going to be $1.75 trillion. Well, now we know that the CBO says it's more like $2.4 trillion. But here's the thing. It's actually going to be $4 trillion. And why that happens is that the House says, well, no, it's only going to be, you know, these only going to be temporary programs. There are no temporary programs in the federal government.
These no, things, there's not.
Once they're the past, they last, you know, forever. So the $4 trillion is the real, to me, that's the real number of this, the cost of this bill is $4 trillion. And this is an analogy that I like to use, is that when they set up a program, they'll say, okay, next year it's going to get an 8% increase, and it may only get a 6% increase. They call that a cut. Well, duh, that's not a cut. You know, it's like me going to the doctor and saying, you know, doc, I'm going to gain 100 pounds next year. And then the same time next year comes around, and I only gain 50 pounds. I didn't lose 50 pounds. I still gained weight. It just wasn't the 100 pounds. But that's the problem with Congress, is that they use this twisted logic to say that if something only grows, you know, if instead of 8%, 4%, that's a budget cut. No, it's not. But that's, they count it as that.
No, that's a great point. And I happen to know that you're not gaining that kind of weight because you're out running every morning with hysterical updates of what you find among your run.
That's for sure. And, you know, I just am frustrated with what Congress is doing. And now that this bill is going over to the Senate now, and this is a really interesting dynamic because you have Joe Manchin from West Virginia and Kyrsten Sinema from Arizona who have been saying all of the right things, that there's, you know, there's too many tax increases, there's too much money for renewables and green energy. I'm worried, though. I'm worried because I don't trust any member of Congress. And I think it was President Reagan who said, trust but verify. So I want to trust these two to kill this bill, but anything can happen at any time, especially anything bad for the taxpayer can happen at any time. And I just don't know if Senators Manchin and Sinema will come through. And, you know, what an interesting state West Virginia is. Back in the day, we had Senator Byrd, who had all the earmarks that he sent to West Virginia, and West Virginia is still one of the poorest states, so obviously the earmarks didn't work, but he had a lot of influence. He was one of the most influential people in Washington, D.C. Well, now you have Senator Joe Manchin from West Virginia, who, again, you know, a senator from West Virginia is one of the most influential people in the country, which is fascinating because no one ever thinks of West Virginia having a big impact in this country, but it does in just very strange ways. It's not New York. It's not California. Yeah, it's West Virginia. One senator from West Virginia could, you know, destroy this whole thing for the Democrats, which obviously we want. It's amazing that this is how it's setting up to be. And this is a bill that obviously isn't going to happen this week because of Thanksgiving. But I don't know when they're going to bring this up in the Senate. It can be next week. Who knows, you know, when in December this is going to happen. But there's still a lot of unknowns.
Well, let's talk a little bit about all of so we've seen a lot in this that includes those, a lot of green initiatives. And
yeah,
we have energy prices just going up around the country on every type of energy, it seems. How is this administration reconciling the increases in prices and yet their obvious policies that will drive them up even more?
They aren't reconciling it, and they talk out of both sides of their mouth. You know, a couple of weeks during the big climate conference in Scotland, you literally had the administration say we need to pump more oil, which I found fascinating. That during a climate conference, you know, that, you know, they're trying to trash fossil fuels and they go, well, no, we need more oil. So they recognize at least that aspect of it. But why didn't they move forward with the Keystone XL pipeline? Why are they doing everything in their power to stop fossil fuels, and then they say that OPEC needs to pump more oil? So it's very strange, and Democrats don't understand supply and demand. And right now, demand is through the roof for really everything because the government pumps so much money into this economy. People are traveling. It's the supply, you know, whether it's getting Christmas presents, whether it's getting oil, the supply is severely limited, and that's why inflation is at record levels, why, you know, we're not getting oil, and why gas is so expensive. And this is not by accident. I mean, let's be clear. This happened because of government policy. This is not because something's wrong in the private sector. This happened because something's wrong in the government and what Congress passed and what the, and quite frankly, both presidents signed when it comes to the trillions of dollars for COVID relief.
Well, and there's so much driving prices up across the board that has everything to do with Biden's bad policies. Biden didn't get to take all the blame. Congress is really trying to deal the American people a pretty bad hand themselves. One thing that is not really being talked about is a tax on vaping. And I know your association has talked about the idiocy of Pelosi when it comes to vaping versus cigarettes. Now, I certainly don't like either habit. No offense to those of you who do them or have one of these habits. Just not my cup of tea. But the idiocy of going after vaping while in favor of cigarettes by this administration, by Pelosi, seems awful silly and one-sided.
I am obsessed with this issue for two reasons. One, it's personal. My father smoked 3.5 packs of cigarettes a day for 20 years. It destroyed his life, right? Cigarettes absolutely destroyed his life. Vaping, e-cigarettes, there have been numerous studies done to show that vaping and e-cigarettes are 95% less harmful than a traditional cigarette. Now, listen, people should do neither. I mean, you should not smoke, and, you know, you probably shouldn't vape. But, you know, if you do vape, you're not really hurting your body because it's nicotine. And there's nicotine patches, so nicotine isn't the problem. It's actually burning the tobacco that is the problem. And, man, I wish these products were around in the 70s and 80s because my father, you know, still might be around. If he had a safer alternative. And that's all we're asking as an organization is, you know, make these things more available and don't tax them so high because people won't use them. And listen, no one under the age of 21 should be allowed to vape. So we're not saying, you know, obviously don't give these products to kids and make sure that, you know, just like cigarettes, just like alcohol, have rules about, you know, at what age you can start to use these products. But you know, there really needs to be, you know, April Marie, this really drives me, you know, up a wall, is that these are harm reduction products. We embrace harm reduction in so many other parts of our lives. When it comes to the seatbelts, what do you think a seatbelt is? It's harm reduction. In case you get into an accident, you know, it saves lives. Why don't we look at, you know, vaping as the same way? Because it is. It's changing people's lives. And we have numerous testimonials saying that has changed their lives, and you know, people can breathe better, and you know, they're not coughing. I mean, it's amazing, and I just think that vaping gets a really bad rep. And you know, people complain about the flavors, you know, watermelon flavor. Well, guess what? There's flavored alcohol, and we're not taking that stuff off the shelf, right? And so, it's just the hypocrisy again is stunning, to say the least.
Don't take my Fireball out of my hands. I tell you. Mama loves her some cinnamon. All right. Well, I am befuddled, if I'm allowed to say such a word, by the attack on vaping. I too grew up in a house of cigarettes. I do believe that's why my father is where he is in the ICU right now, is that he has smoked his entire life, as has my mother, sister, and brother. If I could get any one of them to switch to vaping, I would feel a sense of relief. Can we hold you over one more commercial break?
Absolutely, yeah.
All right, we're going to hold you over one more commercial break. We'll get back. We'll talk a little bit more about not just we'll stay on this vaping in just a second longer, but we'll also talk about other things that are in the bills that is not getting as much attention. You are listening to Straight Talk with April Marie. David Williams from the Taxpayer Protection Alliance on the line. Back in just a minute.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket?
download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
It's the Thanksgiving Week Sale, going on now through Saturday at Southern Homes and Gardens. Shop Black Friday prices all week long on holiday favorites, like 50% off Christmas ornaments, decor, and pre-wrapped gifts. 40% off all undecorated, pre-lit, lifelike Christmas trees, wreaths, and garlands. Plus, shop unique gifts for everyone on your Christmas list, including jewelry, purses and totes, kids' toys and books, guy gifts, and more. Shop Black Friday prices now during the Thanksgiving Week Sale at Southern Homes and Gardens, Vaughn Road.
Attention graphic designers. AKD, American Classic Designs, your home for screen printed and embroidered apparel as well as promotional products, is looking for a graphic designer. At AKD, their creative team is made up of the industry's leading designers who build highly impactful graphics for t-shirts, logos, and promotional products. They're looking for a creative, enthusiastic, and experienced designer to join their team. Their ideal candidate has experience with Adobe Illustrator and Photoshop. Send them your resume and portfolio at special@goakd.com. That's special@goakd.com. Or call them for more information at 334-277-8433. That's 277-8433. From concepts to creation, AKD has been leading the way for custom apparel in the River Region for over 30 years. If you are self-motivated, dependable, and a great communicator, they want you today.
At the American Lung Association, we're fighting for a day when we can all breathe easier. We're fighting for clear skies over every city and healthy lungs throughout the country. We're fighting to free millions of Americans from the addictive grip of tobacco and the devastating effects of lung disease. The American Lung Association isn't just fighting for air. We're fighting for all the things that make it worth breathing, and we can use your help. See what you can do at fightingforair.org.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Listen for your chance to win big prizes. What? No prizes? Well, listen anyway.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Great news from Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call about a significant pay raise. Call now, 855-777-9785. That's 855-777-9785. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. A fresh supply of much cooler air is flowing into the state today. It's going to be a breezy day today, cool for November, high temperature in the low to mid-60s. Tonight, clear skies and quite cold. Many towns will get near or below freezing, low temperature 30 to 33. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine, but high temperatures only in the 50s tomorrow. Wednesday will be not quite as cool with a high around 63. That's the big travel day. And on Thanksgiving, a little warmer. I think we'll be in the upper 60s and dry during the day, showers on Thursday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Trustworthy. Carrying your voice across the River Region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You're listening to Straight Talk with April Marie on News Talk 93.1.
Joey. My daughter just brought me a heated neck pillow, fresh out of the microwave.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to say this is the kind of service I would like to get at the studio when I come back. When do we get to do that?
Well, you can wish in one hand and in the other and see which one fills up first.
She said, I'm not going to get it. DJ Fresh, maybe he's in his office working all the time. I'll work on it. David Williams with Taxpayer Protection Alliance on the line. Hi, David.
Hi, April Marie. That was so cute.
My daughter's cracking me up. So what you missed is she actually started the show with me today. And prior to the show, she was all Chatty Cathy. I get her on the show and she answers everything in one word answers. So that's life. Okay, so we went to the break. We were talking about Nancy Pelosi and the insanity of them taxing, adding extra taxing to vaping products.
Yeah.
One smart commentator I saw pointed out that this is kind of goes against Biden's pledge to not tax those under a certain income level because those are among the most taxes hurt by this tax.
Yeah, that's completely accurate. And we also have the tobacco tax that they want to double. And that makes no sense because about 44% of people in this country that smoke make less than $25,000. So obviously, you know, that's less than $400,000. So you know, these taxes are going to hurt the lower income folks. And, you know, we're talking about IRS auditing, and the IRS audits poor people, and they target poor people. And we've seen these reports is that they, you know, the Mississippi Delta region, for example, they will audit more people there than they will in Westchester, New York, which is a rich part of the country, because they know that rich people can hire lawyers, attorneys, accountants to fight an audit. When you don't have that much money, you're saying, okay, how much, you know, do I owe you, and can I get on a payment plan? Because they feel intimidated by the IRS. So that tax is going to hurt people making less than $400,000. So it's absolute rubbish what the House and the Biden administration is saying about this bill and who's affected on it.
All right. One last question. I saw that you were speaking up about a contract, and it caught my eye because it's the ShotSpotter system that is also being used in cities in Alabama, even the town where I live, Birmingham. What is your position on the cost of this versus its effectiveness?
Yeah, this is a fascinating program. It's because it's a bunch of microphones set up in neighborhoods to listen for gunshots. There are a lot of false positives. And what I mean by that is it could be a car backfiring. It could be firecrackers going off or fireworks. And police are dispatched to an area. And a lot of times they're not finding shell casings. They're not finding any sort of crime. And, you know, depending on how big the system is you have in the city or town, we're talking, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars, maybe even millions of dollars. And it doesn't address the problem of crime. It doesn't. That's not a preventative measure. That's a reactionary measure. And communities should be investing in prevention and not this. And, you know, there are, you know, the FBI says that there are so many problems with ShotSpotter, with this system, that they don't recommend it. So it's still unproven technology, and it's expensive. And ultimately, that's the question, right? How much does it cost? And that's what, you know, cities need to evaluate.
So Birmingham, Alabama, has just renewed theirs for $2.6 million for their contract for ShotSpotter. So it's a wildly popular, even if not wildly effective program. Somebody over there's got some marketing behind them and is getting their cut of taxpayer money.
Well, it sounds cool, doesn't it? Like, oh, we can detect when, you know, someone shoots a gun. Well, It sounds cool, but in practice, they just haven't really figured this out yet. In Baltimore, that, you know, I was talking to Baltimore folks earlier today, and they renewed the contract, even though the mayor said that he has deep skepticism about the effect of this. Why would you extend a contract to something that you have deep skepticism about? I mean, it's really just bizarre, these elected officials and what they do and think.
Bizarre is a good way to put it. I think that a lot of this money that could be used for spending their time efficiently is going towards technology, and we're seeing more and more city hyping up these digital programs because there is pushback against policing. There is pushback to defund those police. There is a political, especially in liberal cities with Democrat mayors like we have here in some of our bigger cities in Alabama, from Montgomery to Birmingham, we see people wanting to cozy up to the interest of those who are opposed to policing the way we know it works.
Exactly, yeah.
All right, yeah, well,
and we want crime prevention, and we just don't want being able to react to it. There has to be some sort of effective prevention to it.
All right. Well, tell our listeners where they can find you and your association online.
We're at protectingtaxpayers.org, and December is going to be busy. There's going to be many spending bills and the debt ceiling, and I urge people to remain involved and to call their member of Congress, because I know people are planning for Thanksgiving and Christmas, but, you know, we have to stay vigilant, and we have to communicate with our members of Congress. They do this on purpose. They do these spending bills in December, late December, on purpose because they think people aren't watching. But let's prove them wrong, and let's get everyone watching what Congress is doing.
I really appreciate that sentiment. I think we have to keep an eye on, once we vote, even for officials we like, say a Barry Moore, a Mo Brooks, whatever the candidates we like, and send them to Washington, D.C., we have to keep them honest. We have to make sure they're using their voices and using their votes in a way that protects taxpayers.
Absolutely. Well said.
Thank you so much for calling in this afternoon. It was my pleasure to speak to you, and we'll do it again in the next week or two.
Have a wonderful
Thanksgiving.
Take care.
Thank you. That was my friend David Williams. David Williams is with the Taxpayer Protection Alliance. I encourage you to follow them, sign up for their newsletter, check out their website. They usually have petitions going to members of Congress that you can sign on to. They are a very active organization. David and I met doing a bus tour. And if you are not a frequent listener to this show, bus tours are one of my favorite things. I know that sounds so weird, but if I could do anything in the world, I would do radio because I love it, and I would do bus tours. I would just coordinate bus tours for people whose views and opinions I share, and to get out there and talk to the people because I'm odd that way. I'm just an odd policy nerd that way. All right, we are going to hit a quick break before we come back for the last segment of this hour. Before I do that, I guess, I'm going to remind you, Mortgage Corporation of the South. That's what we'll do. We'll remind you, Mortgage Corporation of the South. I'll tell you, I'd forget my head if it weren't attached, even though it's very comfortable right now because my daughter keeps bringing me these neck pillows. I'm looking forward to being back in studio with you, Joey, but I have to tell you, there is a perk from working from home. Mortgage Corporation of the South, our mortgage and loan center serving the folks in Alabama for over 20 years. You heard from John Williams himself earlier. Last week we heard from Ashley. I adore that entire team. They're great friends, great supporters. They'll help you if you want to get pre-approved for a loan in as little as 1 hour, whether you're looking to refinance, if you're a veteran, wanting to get into a VA loan or make sure you're in the best VA loan. If you want one of their great equity loans, don't even have to have perfect credit. They can help you out. If you got great credit, they can help you with, they can help you. But if you don't have phenomenal credit, they can also help you with either a land, an automobile, or a home equity loan. That is, if you owe less than something is worth, they can help you get that cash in between, which is your equity out of it, for whatever needs you might have. 567-9000. 567-9000. Their NMLS ID is 232876. They're an equal housing lender. Good friends of the show. Good supporters of the show. 272-9228 if you want to get in about any of the things we've talked about today. We are going to hit a quick break. Back in just a moment.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going
going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The more options you have, the better, Alabama. So if you have Medicare, give yourself choice and flexibility with United Healthcare. As Alabama's number one Medicare Advantage plan provider, United Healthcare offers plans designed to meet your health and budget needs with great benefits like a $0 plan premium, low copay on covered prescriptions, and more. Take advantage of your options. Call United Healthcare today at 1-855-605-3184. That's 1-855-605-3184. Benefits, features, or devices vary by plan and area. Limitations and exclusions apply.
Marguerite's pre-Thanksgiving blowout is now through Black Friday. Every single item of Marguerite's has an absurd pre-Thanksgiving blowout prices. Door busters, 14 karat diamond crosses, Tahitian pearl necklaces, $89. Diamond by the yard necks, $199. Studs, $99. 14 karat initial bracelets, $79. Graduated pearl necklaces, $99. All diamonds, 60% off. Every item has a cuckoo blowout price you can lay away till Christmas. Open 10 to 7, Marguerite's and Pepperdine Shopping Center. Blowout. Out now through Black Friday.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
If you want to get in on the phone lines, oh my goodness, I'm telling you. I think I told y'all already, Wednesday is going to be a Thanksgiving show. That's what we're going to do. Wednesday, we're going to do a Thanksgiving, keep in mind, there'll be a political flair to it, but you're not going to want to miss Wednesday's show. Thursday and Friday, you'll get some best ofs while I am stuffing my little baby face with all of the good stuff. I have this, like, I think everybody has a Thanksgiving routine. We'll get more into that. We'll get more into that later. But my Thanksgiving routine is you basically, like everybody else, you eat the Thanksgiving meal and then you eat Thanksgiving sandwiches. And I make these phenomenal little sliders on the little honey buns with the turkey and the cheese and the cranberry. Oh, it's amazing. Caden on the line. Hey, Caden.
Hey, April.
How's it going?
Good. I think I was just calling just because you were talking about Thanksgiving. My family does Thanksgiving weirdly. We have like a barbecue instead of a normal Thanksgiving meal, like turkey and ham. Sometimes we have a barbecue.
All right. That reminds me, Sweet Creek's doing Boston butts too, in addition to their hams, if your family needs a Boston butt. Do you get traditional Thanksgiving at all from either friends or leftovers from somewhere?
Yeah. My parents kind of make like a ham. They do it weird. They mix it in with like Jell-O mix to make it sweet.
All right, I've not tried that. I've done ham and Coca-Cola, and I'm doing the brown sugar ham this week, but I have not done Jell-O mix. That's interesting. Which flavor?
Strawberry, I think it's called.
Uh-huh. All right, a strawberry Jell-O. That's fantastic. What's your favorite dessert, Caden?
Definitely pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin pie. Same here. I was surprised when my middle son came out that he was not a pumpkin pie, because that's pretty much all I ate when I was pregnant. I craved pumpkin pies. It was a situation. All right. Well, thanks for calling in.
All right. Thank you.
Take care. Rob on the line. Rob, how's it going?
I'm doing all right. How are you, Ms. April?
I almost text messaged you. I found a whole thing of mushrooms in my front yard, and I was going to text you a picture to say, what are these?
Oh, I made some of the most killer morels not too long ago. They were awesome. But anyway, I was calling because it's coincidental. I was just talking with a friend of mine. She was asking, do you know anybody that does barbecue for Thanksgiving? I'm like, I know people that don't do turkey, but I've never heard barbecue. I've been to some that have squirrel and rabbit and things like that on the menu. It's almost always a turkey. But it's, I have heard of a lot of people doing, you know, just the ham or something instead, or duck. But then, just like, weird, I'd never heard of barbecue.
Hayden was my first ever all around barbecue. But, you know, what we did is we're doing the traditional turkey for Thanksgiving, but then I got a ham because I know we're going to be home with the kids Thursday through Sunday. And so I got a ham to do either Friday or Saturday. But Sweet Creek's got their Boston butts, and you know how incredible those are.
Oh, absolutely. Okay, I'm going to let you go. You have a good holiday. I'll be praying for you.
All right, you got it. Thanks, Rob. Happy Thanksgiving. All right. We're going to go to line two. Line two, who do we have here? No, you're live on air.
Hello.
Hi there. How's it going? Who do I have?
Great. Just checking to make sure that we're connected.
Yep, we're here.
It's good to talk to you, April. I'm going by the pseudonym Conspiracy Journalist. You can call me CJ for short.
All right.
Basically, what I'm calling in to talk about is the, to me at least, very obvious world takeover that is headed up by the international bankers and their corporate associates. And I'm watching this, and I don't know. It's kind of interesting and upsetting both at the same time. Okay? If you're still listening, I'm still talking.
I'm still listening.
Basically, they have apparently used a pandemic, however real, to initiate what they've been wishing to do for a long, long time, okay? And that is to lock down and take over the whole world and everyone in it, all right? And so we're just watching this and sitting back and trying to not so much be safe, but be free, may I say? Because everyone's saying be safe, and I'm saying be free, because as one protester said, if we're not free, we're not safe, okay? And I think that's exactly what our friend Benjamin Franklin said and meant when he said, that anyone who would trade freedom for safety deserves neither. And we see a lot of people doing that these days, and allowing themselves to be led around by the nose by, they actually don't know who, but actually they do know who, but they just don't know that who is the one that's dragging them around. It's sort of like an Abbott and Costello routine, you know? Who's on first, you know?
I do know.
Yeah, and so, yeah, who is on first, and who is the guiding hand with the UN and the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank, etc., that is pulling the strings on the American Medical Association and is essentially instituting what can correctly, I think, be described as a medical tyranny or a medical dictatorship, okay? They're taking a hold of things as much as possible. I'm sure glad that we live in Alabama, where we've got a governor that's brave and bold enough to very verbally oppose and to make a law against vaccine mandates, okay? Because that, I think, is a terrible thing to have a government or any entity to take control over our God-given bodies and our God-given rights, and to force things upon us that we're not okay with.
I hear you. Well, CJ, a lot of what you said a year ago in terms of the using the pandemic for a control mechanism, the medical association conspiring with political interests, all of those things would have made me cringe a year ago. Now, I am not a conspiracy theorist, and I don't think you're a conspiracy theorist necessarily either, in that a lot of these things are no longer conspiracy theories. We've watched them and seen them with our own eyes. Not just in liberal states, but even within conservative states, where the lockdown, the flatten the curve 14 days went on for months, and the countries that are talking about years of lockdowns, and the medical guidance given by the medical association that does not fit, or the CDC or WHO, I ask people all the time when it comes to the World Health Organization and the CDC, they contradict each other.
More regularly
than they should, including on child masking.
They contradict themselves quite often. Okay,
they do contradict themselves. So CJ, I'm going to tell you, we have come to strange times where I am by no stretch of the imagination a conspiracy theorist, but I'll tell you that some of this has been proven. It isn't just theories anymore.
It's refreshing to talk to somebody that is prominent and still has the head screwed on and has not denied themselves the ability to think and draw their own conclusions, you know?
Well, here's the thing. There are people who will draw lines to things that maybe aren't connected, and then there are people who can see what's in front of them. And what's in front of us are that Fauci is no longer following the science, if he ever was to start with, and that he is denying the information we have available, that we don't have good data in front of us, and we haven't had good data in front of us for most of this pandemic. And that there are those with monetary interest who are benefiting and have benefited from a lot of our COVID policymaking. Everything from leaving big businesses like Walmart and Lowe's open while you close down the little hardware shops and the mom and pop shops. I think that there is a lot to be said, and we're going to continue hopefully hearing about this and the repercussions of these overbearing policies on small businesses and on families, on individuals, on our children.
April, you're very correct in my view that the difficulties and the problems that we're facing are mostly due to the policies regarding the supposed pandemic, whatever it is or is not. Okay. And I think we're in the middle of something. We had Naomi Wolf, a prominent researcher and political advisor, the past few decades, that said that we are living, and this was many years ago. She said we are living in a turnkey totalitarianism, and what she meant by that is that we were so electronically connected that a tyrant could come in, and essentially just turn the key on it and lock everything down. And now we've seen that happen.
Never before would I have thought that could be the case. And then you hear Fauci earlier today in the audio I played saying, if shots are required, we will make sure they get them. And I'm like, we are not a society where you can line us up and force us to do anything with our bodies. And this goes to show they're not as confident in the data they're presenting or the case they're making. I chose to get my vaccine. I chose to get my booster shot based on my unique factors. But if they can't make a compelling case for everybody, an honest and compelling case, then they can't force it. And so I am both pro-vax and anti-mandate. And while some people can't wrap their head around that, that's where I am. And again, I chose to get my vaccinations. And on the other hand, I don't choose to vaccinate my young children. And so that is what our country is based on, freedom. And that includes freedom to make decisions. All right. Oh, I'm looking at Joey. Joey's telling me that time snuck up on me, CJ. Well, you have a great day. And God bless you. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving. We're going to hit a quick break here.
Okay, you too. Thank you very much, April.
You got it. All right, heading into the final hour on this...